All right, so if you have an e-commerce business and you're probably wondering to yourself, what is e-commerce financing? Damien, I'm looking to expand. I've started an e-commerce business, but getting a traditional loan with my credit or getting a traditional business loan, a lot of companies will not take the risks on e-commerce businesses. But why do e-commerce companies need funding? And can I get a small business loan for an online business? The answer to all of those is yes and yes and yes. And I'm going to explain to you why and how you can actually do this and give you a company that I actually have worked with, and they actually help us grow online. And it's based on one certain thing. And in the rest of this video, I'm going to explain what that certain thing is and this podcast as well. And we're going to get to that right now. All right, so welcome back to the podcast and the video. We're going to upload this one onto YouTube and our podcast. And remember, as always, if you did not know, we do have a podcast down below. We've got over almost nearly a dozen platforms, I think we're on now. You can definitely check out those platforms. But my name is Damien Roberti. If this is your first video, I welcome you to Marketing Food Online. I am a food entrepreneur. My wife and I started our e-commerce businesses over 12 years ago, and we've had great success online, all 100% selling our snacks, candies, and baked goods. And I used to own a retail bakery brick and mortar, but then we transitioned to being online, and e-commerce has catapulted our business into the stratosphere. Now, I like to get to the point of my videos and get to the point on our podcast. I don't want to waste your time, but I'm going to get into exactly what this is and why this particular company is one that I actually have worked with quite often. I think we've been there since 2014, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been quite some time that we've been with them. They have been a fantastic partner and have helped us grow our business, my snack and candy business. And of course, a link to who they are down in the description, of course, will be available and you can check that out for yourself. But the question is, what is e-commerce financing? So here's what e-commerce financing is. You have a traditional brick and mortar business. You may start a business with your own money. You begin to get cash flow coming, but maybe your sales are seasonal. Maybe your sales are kind of up and down, which is kind of a normalcy in the business world. You have great certain seasons and then lows and highs. And that's something that we've obviously experienced as well. But online, pretty much the same thing operates as well when it comes to brick and mortar and comparing e-commerce businesses. It's basically just in the virtual space. And in the fact that you sell products through the internet, you ship that product. So in essence, it runs kind of parallel with how a normal brick and mortar business works. But when it comes to financing, what is e-commerce financing? Is basically just financing that you get from a financial institution, either it be a credit card company, a bank, or even a company that's online, like I'm about to explain to you here. And they will fund you based upon your business sales. But the traditional method actually goes to your credit. The traditional method checks your credit score. The traditional financing method goes through a lot of ups and downs and a whole bunch of hoops to jump through to prove this and prove that and what's your score and have you been on time to pay. This method is actually one that pays you and give you a loan, what's known as an instant advance, solely based on your actual e-commerce sales. Plain and simple, it's not rocket science. They will not check your credit score. It has nothing to do with the number, it has nothing to do with your credit, it has nothing to do with your business credit. They will basically say, look, do you sell on Amazon, Damien? Yes, I do. Okay, well, attach your store to our website so our software can take a look to see what kind of sales do you have over the past few months. And then we're gonna give you a loan to help finance your e-commerce business based upon the numbers that you've been selling on Amazon. That's it, it's pretty simple. Now, there's a few other little stipulations as far as what the minimum amount of sales each month. And of course, you have to be online. You can't be online for 3 days and expect to get a loan. There's a certain criteria. So check the link down below. You can look for yourself and look into that. And that way you can do a little digging around and do some due diligence. The only reason why I wanted to bring this up is that I got these three questions. And I thought to myself, well, these three are great questions. I could build a great video and explain to you guys about it. The company is called Payability. Now, Payability is a company that actually helps e-commerce businesses grow. In essence, that's what they do. So this is a method where if you sell on Amazon, Shopify, Walmart, eBay, Newegg, or even Etsy now, they will take that and say, look, we need to just connect your store to our software It's a very simple process too. It's literally like three steps or so. It's not even, that's not difficult. Connect your store. Let's take a look at your sales. And if you happen to be even selling on all of them, that's actually even better. But the more platforms you sell on and the more money that you're actually bringing in every month on those platforms, they will advance you a loan to help grow your business. Now, why do, that goes to question number two, why do e-commerce companies need funding, Damian? Well, exactly the same as brick and mortar. You have vendors that you have to pay. Now, I know on Amazon, you get like a bi-weekly payout, which is what we used to get before we actually got payability. Now, actually, the other feature that payability has available is their daily advances on your sales. And what that does is that every day, you sell a whole bunch of stuff on Monday, you process those orders on Tuesday, what they will do is payability will advance you those amounts, and they'll charge you, like, I think it's 1-2%. 1-2% fee, which is extremely minimal, but you have access to those funds the next business day all going through. And of course, you just simply click a button and it literally sends it over to your bank account. So if you sell on Shopify, let them know. Attach your store. You're doing $10, $15, $20, $30,000 a month, you let them know. They can give you a loan to increase your funds to obviously grow your e-commerce business. No credit score. This has nothing to do with any of that. This is an amazing concept, and of course, it's evolved over the past decade now that e-commerce has become such a huge industry. There are financing companies, specifically Payability, that is in a position to say, hey, look, Damian, I can give you this amount of money, and then you simply just pay it back. And it's also automated too. You're not sitting here writing checks out and having to send money. It just does it all by itself. And then when you pay it back early, they actually give you a prepayment, like a bonus. They give you money back if you pay it within the actual specific time of the loan. Now, Damian, does it charge interest? No. Nope, it does not. It charges you a set flat fee, okay? So every day for me, there's a specified amount that's being withheld from the previous day's sales that goes directly over to it, okay? So there's no fluctuation in, like, you know, 5% 1 month and then like the 6 months or 7% the next month. It doesn't work that way. So bottom line is, it's if you sell on these e-commerce businesses and you're looking for financing, you can get this. So like I mentioned in the beginning of what I was talking about with the brick and mortar in comparison to e-commerce, you have vendors, you have inventory that you want to increase. Let's say it's approaching the fourth quarter and you're around September, October, and you're doing 10, 15 grand a month, but you know what? You could really use an extra few thousand dollars or so to help with your inventory. That's why you would use it. Payroll, maybe in the fourth quarter, you bring on board 2 or 3 or 6 or 10 extra people for the holiday season, then payroll needs to be taken care of. That's where the instant advance comes in. Hey, Damien, you're doing 30, 40, 50,000 a month. Great. Here's X amount of money, and it's several thousand dollars. You click a button, it goes directly into your account, and you've got it. You don't have to do credit checks again. They're not looking for numbers and scores and all of that nonsense. The other thing is, why do e-commerce companies need that funding is also for marketing. You got to keep in mind, too, if you have a brick and mortar and you're running ads in the newspaper or running the old-fashioned way, you're going to need money to run those ads. If you're running Facebook ads, if you're running Google ads, marketing, you have to have funding. Another reason why you would need that instant advance. So you can, like I said, if you're on all of those platforms, then you need to let them know. And you need to set up all of those accounts with them so they have access. If you're doing 5 grand a month on Etsy, you're doing 10 grand on eBay, you're doing 20,000 on Shopify, all of that culminates, it comes together, and they're gonna say, okay, great, Damien, here's X amount of money. You can either accept it or you're not. They just make you a simple offer. But that's the type of funding that they will actually send you, and it's literally seconds. It takes seconds to do it. And once you click the okay, it gets put into your bank account and you're able to go ahead and start funding your business, okay? So yes, there is such thing as e-commerce financing. And today it's a really big business, but the biggest one that's out there and one of the best one is Payability. And you've got to definitely at least take a look at them. Like I said, do your own research and take a look at it. Click the link down in our description section. That'll take you directly to the website page. But yes, definitely e-commerce companies do need funding. It's very similar to brick and mortar businesses. It's just that they are using it for different purposes and you just apply it in a different way because you're e-commerce. So definitely check that out. And I'm glad you guys actually asked those questions, specifically those three. And yes, e-commerce financing is definitely something that's a little different in the way that it's actually administered and that they fund, but it's in the same way. You're getting money based upon the performance of your business, which you don't have to dig into business credit scores, personal credit scores, and all of that as well. But remember, one of the key ways to get as much as you possibly can out of the financing is that you want to apply all of your stores. If you're on all of those platforms, take a look at the page on their website. They'll list out all of the websites. I pretty much just mentioned them to you. But Etsy and eBay, Walmart, Amazon and Shopify, and even Newegg, even. And then from there, they will help you out. So if that answered your question, thank you guys for those three questions. Those were great. Let me know down below. Give us a thumbs up. And if you've actually tried Paperly, even if you're just watching this and you've already tried to use them, let us know down below too what your experience was like with them. And I'll see you guys on our next podcast.